The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Youth Base Elul, Tuesday the 1st of September, Rabbi Zalman Roth, facing Yerushalayim, but in which direction?
Of today's shiur is going to be which way we face Yerushalayim when we daven in our tefillin. So of course we start with the Yesod HaYesodis, which is the Gemura in Brachos Daf Lamed. The short Gemura, we all act upon this Gemura for many thousands of years already. Let's see the Gemura inside. The Gemura says, "Hoy Ami B'Chitz Lewis, a person who davens in Chitz Lewis outside of Eretz Yisrael." He should be mechaven himself toward the Yisrael. Shenemar, it says in the Tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Beit HaMikdash, "Yispadli alechu derech Arsam." All Yidden should daven through Eretz Yisrael. Ho yomid ve'Eretz Yisrael, yechaven es libo keneged Yerushalayim. Shenemar, it comes from Shlomo HaMelech Tefillah, "Yispadli al Hashem derech Uriah shebuchartu." Ho yomid b'Yerushalayim, yechaven es libo keneged Beit HaMikdash. Shenemar, yispadli al Beit Hazeh. And if the Kodesh HaKodeshim Yechaven to the Kapoyet. So the the Gemara is Messiah. And when Mizrach Marv put in the Marv, Marv to Mizrach, Durim to Tufan, Tufan to Durim, Nimtik Kol Yisroel, Mechavan and Metlibah, Namukom Echad. Everybody is facing one direction, the direction of the Beit HaMikdash. Fine. This is the basic halacha. You're driving towards the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the Mizrach, the Doris, we find that the Mizrach Vant, Kosla Mizrach, became the front of the Beit HaMikdash. What's Kosla Mizrach? Beitzim, it can be any side of the Beit HaMikdash, or the Beit HaMikdash. But the simply is, because the Rishonim who lived in Spain and in Germany and Ashkenaz were to the western side of Israel. And Mamayle, the Tzad Mizrach became the Tzad where we daven to generally. And this you can see in Tosfos and Bruchos. Tosfos being designed straight away, and Tosfos says that this is the place we daven because in our countries it's facing towards Mizrach. And the Rama in Spain says the exact same thing. And the movie Zidal Aloche, the Rambam said, in our countries, ואוני שמחזירים פנאי למזרח מהשוניות שמאמרו משלת ישראל, ונמצא פנאי את ישראל, our direction is to go towards מזרח. עד כאן. However, if you look in the map, map number one, you'll see what is very obvious. Let's take, for instance, The Rimu lives in Poland. So It is true that Poland is Lemaruva Shalet Yisru Yidav Mizrach. But it's not only to Mizrach, it is quite far north. And therefore, you can almost fully justify davening southwards toward Yetz Yisru. And the same can be said for Germany too. And even Spain, or the southern part of France, whilst much more to the Mizrach of Yetz Yisru, nevertheless, is still tilted somewhat northward. So why does the Rimu and the Tosfos and the Rama all say so unequivocally that we all daven towards Mizrach? This is the kasha. And in fact, the only city which you can say that the Rishonim lived in, where its mam is true, which is true to west, and therefore you should face completely east, is maybe Fez in Morocco, where the Rif came from. But aside from that, every other city in Europe, and even in Northern Africa, there should be some form of tilt, if we're to daven specifically to Yerushalayim and to the Beit HaMikdash. So the first to write about it is the Levish. And the Levish writes as follows. Veda, Shekola Uritz, Arutzesu, Aileh, She'unim, Shachna, Bohem, all these countries that we live in them, Kilim, Hem, Kenegid, Marubis, Tufanish, Alet, Yisroel, it is not entirely to the west, it is northwest. The Fichoch Nerili says the Levish, Shetoy Venochoni, Kshaoism Batakneses, when you make a shoe, Shizur Shiasako Islam Mizuchi, should make the so called Mizuchvant, should be on the tilt, Noitik Tasasak Mizuchu Zeroimis, being that we are it as the northwest of Yisrael, we should be davening to the south, to the southeast, as I took the Levish. And Meshavi brings it down La Locha, and he says that this is the Ikir Adin, the Bamuka Matzorich, you have to be able to be Mechavan, the place where you daven, to be specifically against Yerushalayim, if necessary, somewhere to the south. The Levush himself lived in Moravia, and therefore he would be, if you look at the map, in Czechoslovakia, in Czechia, that's where he would be, but his point, we'll see Behemshech in perhaps more detail, but it's overall true for most of Europe to a different extent. In some cases, the tilt will be more and some less. It's facing towards south because they were to the north. Now, the Chazon Ish, when he came to Bnei Brak, he took under his wings the Yeshiva Seferis Tzion. It became his yeshiva, he managed the yeshiva. And when they came to build a Beis Medrash, he told them that the Beis Medrash should be built in such a way that it's exactly facing Yerushalayim on the right angle like the Levush. And that's what they did. But being that that was a new building on the street, automatically, after building that building, the rest of the street started angling in a different direction because of what the building of the yeshiva did. Look at map number two, you'll see. I highlighted Yeshiva Seferis Tzion, and you see this, the buildings so to speak, to the left of the map, were all going more or less on a straight line, and at the first scene, it's angled. Look at the red line, angled in a specific way towards Yerushalayim, and then the rest of the road continues that angling up because it formed the break in the road. So years later, when the municipality of Bnei Brak started assigning names for the roads, look what name they gave to that road. Yerushalayim Street, the Chav Yerushalayim. Why? Because that building was a building which was set specifically connected to Yerushalayim. So this is the Bnei Brak, and this is the Chazon Ish. But the Tzitzis Yom Tov in the Sfurim on the Rosh, Sayim Adana Yom Tov and Salichim Chamidis, he starts off and says, the Levish is right, and he brings a gewaldige Raya to the Levish. And what's his Raya? The Gemur in Bubatad of Kufay says the following. Rav Chanina tells Ravashi, Kekon Atin, you and Buvel, the Yazvisi that you sit, that you're located, the Tzfayin of the Tzishul, in Tzofan of the Tzishul, North of the Tzishul, Adrini Adrini, when you daven, you should face towards Durim. I invite you to turn over the page and look at map number 3. Ravashi was Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva of Sura. Sura today is in modern-day Najaf. Look at Najaf. Najaf is almost a straight line from the west to facing east of Beit Yisrael. What's Adrimi Adrimi? You see, next to Baghdad, I drew another line. Next to Baghdad is a small town called Fallujah. It became very famous during the Iraqi war. Fallujah is the location of Nahardu and Pompidisa, quite close to each other. Even from there, you're still primarily to the east of Eretz Yisrael. So, Vuz Dukta Chanina Kagan, after the Sufa of Eretz Yisrael, Adini Adini. How can you explain it? Surely the davening from Eretz Yisrael should be towards the east. Elamai Zug Demadana. Towards the west, apologies. They're the east towards the west. Elamai Zug Demadana Yantif is a right of the Levish. That obviously everybody knew you should be diving towards the west. But Rav Chanina's Machadishin tells them, being that there's a slight tilt away from, towards the north in Biyachat Etzisru, you also must compensate for that and daven likewise a little bit tilted towards the south, so you end up davening southwest. And this is a Gavalda Gariah to the Levish. Agav Orchib, if you look at the Gemur Bavasi, you'll see that there's an alternative Girsa, not of Ashi, but of Yashia. And I think I know why. Because I mentioned to you before that Rav Ashi was the Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Surah, which is next to Najaf. If you look in point number 4, you'll see that the davening direction from Najaf should be 271 degrees facing west. 270 is true. 271 is a tiny tilt where you have to daven slightly to the south. So I ask you, if there's an initial stabber to say that for the city of Ashi, Rav Chanina's Ma'ir, that he has to tilt to 1 degree, it is impossible to even attempt from that. Masha'ankar, Rav Yashi, the Mu'tavus of Sarayat Nafites, his yeshiva was in Hutzel. Hutzel is not far from Baghdad. Now, if you look in number 5, you'll see that 261 west, a difference of 9 degrees. This can change that. It's much more mustabit to say that for those 10 degrees he said, to be Midagda can say that you have to face slightly to the south. So, Lachoy Araya to the Levish. Head over the Madana Yomtif, whilst in Sevulia we have a Gavaldig Araya, nevertheless, the Matthias says, you look around at all the shuls in Europe, he says, the Yumav, no shul was ever built in the tilt specifically towards Yerushalayim. It's built as the road goes, or other reasons, or the other homes. So if the Levish is correct, and he has the Jaya from this Gemurit, how can you say that all the Doris known as Medaitika Pia Locha? Finish Mustabu. And even though he's masking with the Levish, he says you have to come up with something to be Mazdik Minago Oilam. So to be Mazdik Minago Oilam, there are 3 Mahalchim. Perhaps more, but 3 main Mahalchim. One Mahalch is Mustafi Yad Aliyui, who says that in Alocha there's no concept of diving to a tilt at all. Well then, if you think of a compass, obviously, if you're standing at 270 degrees towards Yerushalayim, so you're always diving to the west. If you are standing at 90 degrees, you're diving to the east. 180 degrees, diving to the south. At 0 degrees, diving to the north. As you move away from those points, until you are the first half, so let's take an example. 90 degrees, you said, you're diving to the east. You start moving away from 90 degrees towards the point of 180 to down south, the first half from 90 to 135, we'll continue to daven to the east. As you move over after the 135 point, now you hop tachmit with the side of the south and daven toward the south. So it is the breaking point with a middle point between the two directions.
Kol halashon.
Decides whether you go one way or the other. But you'll never daven to as he calls it, you never daven on a slant trying to compensate for the change in direction, but rather you always know where you are to go one way or the other. The Gemara of Chiddush is that if that is true, then there are major differences in Europe itself, which I'll point out. Let's look at number 6 and number 7. Let's compare Kroke to Mainz, to the old city of Magenzen. In Kroke, facing the direction, which is up in 146 degrees, which is to say that you're davening, as most of Europe, you're davening southeast, with maybe a stronger tilt towards the south, because of where Poland is. With the Mainz, it's 132 degrees, so it's not as pronounced towards the south. According to the Levish, a Yid in Mainz and a Yid in Kroke daven more or less in the same direction, southeast, with a small difference one way or the other.
Germany.
However, according to the Yad Eliyui, in Kroke, because it's 148, you're already completely to the point of the north, so you daven completely southern. And Masha'ainkain in Mainz, you daven only to the east, because you're prior to the break of 135 degrees. So in two cities in Europe, which are not that far from each other, and if you were to daven when you compensate, the difference in tilt is this way or this way. Nevertheless, if you have to make a breaking point, you end up having two cities, which you daven one daven completely east, another completely south. Time doesn't allow us to go into detail, but the emes from the Gemurah in Bubavas, as I mentioned before, in Buvel, is mamash a steer to the shit of the Yad Eliyui. Because we mentioned to you that the whole difference between south, the northern movement comparison to Yisrael in Buvel is only 9 degrees at most. So if you have the whole half to go prior to affecting the direction of Tfilah, why therefore were the Bnei Buvel told Azimi Azimi? And so it's a kasha. He tried to miyashav it, I didn't understand the status. This is one mahalach. The second mahalach is, Echsam Sefer, to be fair, Echsam Sefer says that Laloch he holds like the Levish. But in Shiva Shurachayim and Simi Yitet, he tries to explain what was the Havamin, in other words, prior to Evchanina coming to Buvel, and prior to the Levish being Mechadish as Chiddush, was it Mengetzach? And the Echsam Sefer says, it's Zayin Tassan to Chiddush. Until now we assume that east or west, whatever direction we have to daven in, is a theoretical direct line of sight where Yishalayim is. So the Sefer says it's not connected to it. We'll see how much time we have if we get into it in great detail, but we'll see b'hemshech how we understand the direction. So the Sefer says it's dependent on travel. So let's take an example. If the general mode of travel from England to Eretz Yisrael would have been that you travel down south all the way to Morocco, and then on land you travel east until Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael would have been considered to be southern to England, because the direction of travel that you go on your way is southern. If, however, the general direction, the way you travel from England to Israel is by crossing the channel and going east to Turkey, and then you break south all the way into Israel from the north, coming down from the north of Israel, then Israel is considered to be to the east of England. It is dependent on the mode of travel, the accepted mode of travel. Yes, the initial leg of the travel. Therefore, there can never be again, it's similar to this concept. You don't have such a mitzvah as davening halfway, but it's determined not where Yishalayim is the poyel, but rather how you get to Yishalayim. And we'll see that the idea is not too far-fetched, because the Hemshech, when we talk in greater detail, we'll see this concept is true. Of course, the Chassid says that it's true, but I'm saying the Chassid interprets in a particular practical way. But the idea that the direction of Yishalayim is determined by how we travel is a concept which we are going to revisit. That's a good kasha. And the kasha is as the Talmid Chassam Sofer. However, the being that the Chassam Sofer is completely theoretical, because he says this is prior to the Levish, prior to Evchanina, so all the discussions remain within the realm of. But the question is being asked, the question that's specifically about the show, that the mandatory times, most people traveled on the land route from Europe and came down from the north, and obviously it seems obvious that in previous times people traveled on water, so they came further down south. Would it change? I don't know. But I get that we're yes. Who would decide the changes are not chores? You're right. I don't know what he gives this example from European countries of of an extreme difference, but if indeed it came down to the way the world travels, by Tachash. The Madan Yontif himself says that he, being that he's trying to be Lamas Chis on the Minig Goelam, when if somebody is lives like we live, northwest of Eretz Yisrael, what it simply means is that we have a legitimate case to daven in either direction. The choice is ours. You can justify davening to the east because Yishalayim is to our east, and likewise to the south because Yishalayim is also to our south. And therefore, the Zushkan Hechich, you can daven in either direction. You don't have to daven either way. And that explains why in Europe you can have shuls facing one direction or the other, because so long as they were facing in the general direction, one, you cannot daven to the west and you cannot daven to the north. But in the two sides that we face Yishalayim are both legitimate places to daven to. And the master of the Mishnah, whilst he passes like the Levish, brings down the Lechem Chamidus. Now it's looked at being the Lechem Chamidus himself also passes like the Levish, we should be machmir. But Uchal Shulchan, I think we can all sympathize with what he says. He says, I am B'yudai in Levish Kitchenaimi, we can build as we want. We need planning permission. And if you're not getting planning permission, what do you expect it to do? So you can well imagine that if this shul wanted it, when they renovated it, to rebuild it slightly to an angle, it wouldn't work. Chazanish, the first scene of Bnei Brak, that's one thing, but not here. I saw recently an aerial picture of Elad. You see a few shuls completely out of sync. There, as each person working it out in different directions, the specific Yishalayim. But without that flexibility, without the thing, therefore, the Ruchal Shulchan said, Ken Yishalayim were meant as Bechlal. When the Gemara said in Bruchat Aflamad, we know the Gemara before that Mechavanei Bel Yishalayim meant in the general direction, that he wasn't standing with the compass. You daven to the Yishalayim, and the Ikar is Kavunas Halev, it's not a problem at all. From Zaman Orbach, it's a little machiyah between the Shittas, he says, Havadu Lechatchil like the Levish, but nevertheless, you have to take into consideration other factors as well. For instance, he said, if a shul can be better designed, if you face in one direction, not a specific the angle, like you can get more seats into it, that's a legitimate enough reason to say that that's where we put the inquisition, and that's where we face the daven, because Allah there is must be routine and you can't shum katan of the bechlal. Al-Khoya, this whole deen, should be superfluous, because we are lucky enough still to have some remaining shuls and it's a shul go back to the time of the Tanun. So surely we should see how these shuls were arranged and learn from them in which direction we have to daven. Now, among the shuls that remain from the time of the Tanuim, three of them are very ancient. That's the shul in Gamla, which I've had the privilege of visiting, the shul in the Heridian, which is the mountain that the Herod has built for his future tomb, and there's a shul there, and finally in Masada. And then some other shuls built 100 years after the Churban, mostly in the Galil, during the time of the Chassimus HaMishneh, when Eden had a Bekamini Chassanefesh, and many of these shuls survived till this day, while not fully intact, but we can see the position of the shul. But Emes is very hard to bring the ayah from the shuls, because whilst we quoted the Gemur in Bruchas, the Damat Yishalayim, Damat is a Machlekes Tanuim. We mentioned the Shitta in the Gemur in Bruchas, the first Shitta, Yidamat to Yishalayim. In Bovasad of Kufay, the Bakive and the Bshim Alayvi say, you owe Yidamat towards Marev, Shechenev and Marev. And in fact, that's how the Bessam Yidish itself was arranged. Bessam Yidish Yidamat towards Marev. And Vidil, Rishmuel, Rav Shai to say, you can daven b'chol riach, perhaps with the exception of Mizrach, because that's where the Goyim daven. Shulchan mentioned this as well as a point. And most of Shanim hold it's a machlekes. The Shittas who say it's a marav b'chol riach disagree with the Shittas that you have to daven to Yishalayim. So just in the same way as for the coins that the Bakach minted were found, and you saw behind those coins, so one Esrog, one Lilav, one Adas, and one Aruv. It was no proof of what Eden did. There's not a bias. Because simply reflected the Shittah of Rav Akiva, who was the spiritual leader of the revolt of Akiva, and Rav Akiva holds in the Mishnah that you take one Hadass, one Hadover, one Lil of one Esrid. Likewise, we cannot know whether the Besmedish and Gamla followed the Shittah of Rav Akiva, and if we would be arranged in a particular way following him. This is prior to the Aluchah being solidified and said that this is the Mahalach. He had the time that the Tanun were alive, and they passed each for their Besmedish. So what's the desire from there? But nevertheless, I'm looking at the Santa Sulia. Because when you look, you'll see Gamla faces completely to the west. Likewise, also the Mitzvah in the Heridian. The Metzada, which is built shortly after the Churban, at least portions of it, is facing Yishalayim already. And likewise, most of the shuls in the Galil, the vast majority, come out without exception face Yishalayim. And if I may, it's only my own Sfurim, I think that just in the same way as you find in the Mishnah, after the Churban Abayis, when it's a Kunish, when it's Yasa, the Bechon Mazaka, and others, to be Magbid, the Kmir, the Ben Kunish, the Samigdash, the hope for the rebuild of the Samigdash, Likewise, this shita of Damit Tzadik Yishalayim took prominence after the Chorban, more than before the Chorban, because then it became all the more important to face Yishalayim and think about Yishalayim and the Beit HaMikdash Yerusha. So speaking about the Beit HaMikdash Yerusha and the Yishalayim, there's a Chorban, another Gevaldik Kasha, which anybody who's ever been to the Kotel can see. And I invite you to look at picture number 8 on the sheet in front of you. I apologize for including the titzler, but it's important for the notion of what we're discussing. If you've been to the Kotel, and everybody has been, the daven by the Kotel, we face towards the Kotel Amar Ruvi in a straight line. Nevertheless, the Advas brings in the Sivis, and there's a long standing story to it, that the Mukam Kacha Kudushin in the Evin Shasir is under the dome of the rock. Now that, as you can see in the picture, is so to speak to the left. So surely, we learned the Gemara before that it says, if you should lie down to the Samigdash, if you should lie to the that has to be as Mechivin as possible to the Kodesh. So why don't we all daven when we stand in front of the Kodesh completely to the left? And this question has been asked many times through the Zayas. And overall, there are two tariffs and two, it's many variations, but they come to the same place. Oh, this I'm a halach. It's just as we find in the Gemurah and Shulim Zil Halacha as well, that even if you daven to Mizrach, in a place where going daven to the rising sun, we do not daven to the Mizrach, we must a little bit, not to show that we daven towards it. So even though in terms of direction, that would be the true place to daven, we don't daven there, not to show Chalila that we daven towards the Tiflin. And I want to just give it to explain, because Avada, according to the Madani Yom Tefanisha, it's Rakasha Bechlal. You daven towards the coastal. It is one of the legitimate directions to daven Matev and Manuim, but this is the limitation of Rakasha. Because he says, be specific, and you can see him right in front of you, so visit a Shredikai. So one says, like Ibn Chaskel said. Another Malach is, and we should say, Mechaz Elong Shiva about it, there are many pekim on the Svur that this is the Mukum of the Kacha Kudushim. And one of the Samsung is that you see, there's only one position that through all generations was always empty, never had any Tifla on it, and that's the segment where we daven the Kotel Ma'arufi. Because the Emes Bechlal, this is the language of Shemiz, but why do we daven in that segment? There's another portion of the Kotel Ma'arufi further down, so what's Doris and all the Doris we daven there. And there's a story for that says the other Rabbi, it's a thing by that space is where the Beit HaMikdash was built. And that's why no Tifla was ever built there, because of the fact that this was the Emes HaMikdash HaMikdash. So therefore, the reason for not davening towards that place is because Klal Yisrael somehow through generations had a Messiah that Medavan do straight, not in that direction. Moshe Shemuch is very marach. There's many other rites for the principle of the Shemuch not being in the Kippah Hazara, but or at least the Kach HaKudosh in Tarek Mokam HaMizbarach, but what I quote now is from Moshe Shemuch.
Some people have when you go through the tunnel.
In the inside. So I get in the kid of this. In the tunnel, people that do daven there. But so, it's a bit different because here, it's different the time of looking that davening towards the tifle falls away because you're not anymore looking towards the tifle itself. So that falls away. But in the hand, if it's not the place, then the takanom mechivin at it at all.
Or if you stand by the person and turn it in. Find by the person, not a people who turn
it to the left. Some people do it for this reason. And this is takanom mechivin. For this reason, why it's not more common. So Kim Tov, I think we'll have to have a second time with Marz Dan Bariches because we haven't even gotten to the very interesting part. But just to, we'll just to summarize this part is leave the rest for later. But just to summarize, so Kim Tov says we have the Eitzim four Mahalchem how we can daven. One is like the the Levish says, this is fasting the Mishabiri, you always try to mechavan specifically, we'll talk about Hashem next time, how we find the direction of Tfilah, that we daven toward Yishalayim in whatever way we mechavan. The other one is, like the Chashichan says, it's a general direction, you know you be'erich toward Yishalayim, it's not specific, you can daven the Shul as you wish, not a problem. The third Malach is like the Madani Yontif, who says, pick a side, daven either full east or full south in our case, let's say from Bubble, you can either daven north or daven west, but you have two options picked aside. Or like that. The lady says, there's always one correct position, and that depends whether you're closer to one of the al-barichas ha'olam. If you're halfway between the position of davening east to south, you daven east. If you close that half point, you daven south, and then you go further along the compass. But next time, we'll talk about what we do in countries where there are various ways to calculate it. Obviously, we're much closer, and how do you specifically work it out? Shakaya, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.